Pliny the Elder wrote over 25 books about natural history, sort of encyclopedia, no?
They knew about the behavior of animals and everything. He talks about how elephants and lions and everything behave and take care of their young, and it's incredible.
In Latin?
Elefanti, vel elefantes, it's the same. Nutriebant suos, parvulos suos. So they were taking care of the infants, and they knew all that stuff. Well, he put all like this an encyclopedia together. It was an encyclopedia of world knowledge. Mm-hmm. That's the older man.
Yeah, Pliny the Elder.
The Latin is very rough, very, very rough. I mean, it's not literary. It's information in an encyclopedia.
I read somewhere that his style betrayed the unhealthy influence of Seneca.
They were contemporaries in the 60s. Unhealthy, who would say that? Some old conservative would say that. Because some people would consider Seneca as very healthy influence.
Okay, well, say, can you translate
impulsus,
it for me?
Impulsus malus senice. Subitus est a Plinio, was undergone by Pliny. Impulsus, well, impulsio mala, bad influence. But a lot of people wouldn't consider it bad at all. If you're a Ciceronian, then Seneca's a bad influence.
And you're a Ciceronian, but you don't approve of this.
Yeah, no, I'm a little broader than that. Depends on the day. Pro die.
This compendium of natural history was held in high esteem in the Middle Ages, wasn't it?
It was consulted. It was the only thing they had. It was a handbook of everything that they knew in the world.
He also very much liked Homer and Cicero and Virgil, no?
The older man.
The older, yeah.
Or the younger man.
No, I'm talking about Pliny the Elder.
Yeah. That was their education.
Whereas the younger Pliny was a contemporary of Tacitus and Juvenal, no?
They went to school together, yes.
They went to school together?
I mean, Tacitus and the younger Pliny were buddies. I mean,
how do you say that in Latin? Buddies? Tacitus and...
Soci, sodales, contubernales erant. Contubernales, they were tent buddies.
What were they?
Tent mates.
They wrote to each other, I heard. They had an animated correspondence later on, after when they grew up.
Oh, the two, Tacitus and Plinius.
Pliny the Younger, Tacitus and Juvenal.
Oh, yeah. See, they were all in the same school or class.
But
well, that's we have the thing we have, especially we have now. We have the letters of Pliny to Tacitus.
And you have the letters of Tacitus to Pliny?
I think so. I'm not in that collection. And so he said, you asked me, to write more about my uncle. Well, here it is, but a lot of that stuff is lost.
What does someone like Pliny the Younger write about?
Everything. He writes about his friends, about the death of someone, and about this senator, about this event. About...
No, what was he interested in, though? Because, I mean...
Well, actually, he's
I mean, we know that
orator.
Pliny the...
He was a lawyer. A panegyric. He gave a famous panegyric for Trajan, the emperor.
He was a friend of Trajan's.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, very much so. In fact, Trajan made him the governor out there in the east, in Asia Minor, and that's where he wrote the famous letter to Trajan about the Christians. That's extremely important. But so he was a literary figure and wrote about everything, about there was a rainstorm yesterday and this house went down, and he writes about everything.
Some of the things he wrote about Christianity are quite shocking. He denounced some Christians. He interrogated them, no?
Yes, and he says, Fatentes duciusi, those who confessed, he said, I had them
executed.
Duci, taken away or put in prison, taken away. Well, that's what he writes to Trajan, and he says, well, is this right or not? How should I treat these Christians? Of course, Trajan writes back an immortal letter of tolerance, and he says, don't go looking for Christians. If they do something bad, okay. No,
But that's not what he did there, because I read here that he said...
In one text, he says...
Accordingly, I judge it all the more necessary to find out what the truth was by torturing two female slaves who were called deaconesses.
Yeah. But they considered a secret club or a secret society. And the Romans didn't understand this, you know.
Sort of masonry, how would you...
Well, yeah, you know, that's what they call the muratores, the Freemasons.
The Freemasons. So how would you say that, accordingly, I judge all the more necessary to find out what the truth was by torturing?
Tanto maldis necesse duxi veritatem cognoscere.
By torturing two female slaves who were called deaconesses.
Inquirendo vel, torquendo, I don't know what do they use, what word? I remember the letter, I could find the letter in a second. Duabus feminis, administris, he says ministers, administris feminis interrogandis.
But I discovered nothing else but depraved, excessive superstition.
Yeah, superstitionem maledicam or maledictam in vene. Damnabile maledictam, he didn't understand. Romans didn't understand this, and that's why he says later on, he says they come together and they eat some simple food and they sing a song to a person they call God. And the Romans didn't understand what the Christians were doing at all. And they swear they're not going to do this. They're like the Ten Commandments. They're going to be good and they're going to be that. And so he said, well, what am I supposed to do with these people? Pliny didn't think it was that bad. And it wasn't. And Trajan wrote back and said, leave them alone.
Let them do their own thing.
Yes, if they do something against the law. Of course, this whole emperor worship business, that's kind of another myth.
In what sense?
There was really Pliny didn't want to be emperor adored like God. I mean, Trajan didn't. Pliny said, I had them offer incense to your image or pray for the emperor.
And Trajan didn't approve.
Well, I mean, he didn't know. There was really no law about adoring the emperor as God.
Can you say that to me?
It's kind of known that in Lex Adultissime, Imperator Deus Adorator. No, non era lex, ut honorator, vel adorator, vel colerator, imperator, tamquam Deus. There was no law. There's a whole discussion about that whole thing, even the persecution of the Christians. A whole discussion. It hasn't been solved yet. Why the Christians were persecuted. They say, because they refused to accept the emperor. In the provinces, North Africa, Asia Minor, here in Rome, not so much.
Do you think it was because of fear of the unknown or something?
And they consider these people as kind of spooky, as they say, secret society or subversive, or you'd call them clandestine terrorists today.
How would you say that then in Latin?
Clandestini terrores. Ergo, okay. Suspicabantur de Christianis.